Now, as I said, we're having a special communion service, which is why the pulpit is gone, and we have this lovely table here. And I will be sharing a message that will probably take about 10 to 15 minutes, short and sweet, and then we'll go off and we'll do a foot-washing service, come back, and then share the communion side of things. So before I start, I would like to start off with a prayer, and then we'll get straight into our communion service for today. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, Lord, we want to thank you so much for your love. We want to thank you so much for your sacrifice. And I look around and Easter is starting to build up, and so we think it's a good time to start remembering the true reason for Easter, which is your sacrifice. And so we pray as we share this time together, may we be able to grow and learn and also to feel your presence is our prayer in your name. Amen. Now, medicine has come a long way in the 21st century. We have pills for all sorts of things. We have vaccines. We have all the different types of things that you can go to a pharmacist and grab. But we also have great surgery. We have so many advances in the scientific field. But one place that science has maybe even taken a step backwards is in mental health. There is a lot to be desired when it comes to treating a lot of mental health diseases. But the reason why I mention this is because there is one thing that's happening in a country called Zimbabwe over in Africa who probably have it almost together when it comes to treating mental health. Let me share with you what they do. It's called the Friendship Bench. Has anyone heard of the Friendship Bench before? Great. So they go to the mental institutions and they go, and what they do is they provide and fund a bench that goes inside and outside the facility. There are a few in the foyer, there's some outside in nature. And all they do is they hire grandmothers, it have to be grandmothers, and they sit on the bench and sit with a patient for 6 months. That's it. And they've just got to talk. And what they've found over many years of doing this treatment, and I call it a treatment because it works, is they found that 86% of patients who go through the Friendship Bench experience come out after 6 months with zero depressive symptoms. 86%. Now, there's nothing like that in the mental health industry at all. In fact, they saw that if they didn't do the Friendship Bench and they did all the other drugs and procedures from the mental institution, it was a 50-50 split. It was almost a flip of a coin, whether or not you would feel better after 6 months or not. But you added a Friendship Bench and you sat down with a few old ladies, some grannies, and had a chat. Apparently, that almost fixes